Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's the list and your boy at Fightful.com. With Jimmy Van and Sean Ross Sapp, they're on fire. Boom shakalaka.
200 strong.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp. It is May 3rd, 2023. Welcome to Fightful. This is the list and your boy. Please leave a thumbs up on this video. We would greatly appreciate it. Subscribe. We are trying to march towards 100,000 subscribers here on YouTube. I would love that silver play button. So help us out a little bit. We got great content here. We are here every night after Raw, SmackDown, NXT, Dynamite, Rampage, ROH, Impact, SmackDown, all that good stuff. This weekend, we have Backlash, but we are here to talk some AEW news. We've got some big all-in news. We got some news that might break during this show. I don't know. If it doesn't, we'll have it on FightfulSelect.com later, but some fun news as well. But that's only if it breaks during this show. But we got Jimmy Van here. So what more fun do you need, right?
That's all you need. Literally all you need. So where's the button going in your background, Sean?
Probably right there.
Where that belt is?
It'll probably go up there. Yeah, because this is a fantasy football title belt, and I actually have to send it to Shane Helms, but Shane lost it to me last year and was supposed to send it in January, didn't send it till November, so I'm taking my sweet time doing it. He can come pick it up when SmackDown's in Lexington. He can request a work, and then I'll bring it to him.
So did he win the most recent season?
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Okay. Okay.
He's won like three times. He's pretty
okay.
Good. Yeah. This good is a him. League that I was in like 10 years ago before I knew anybody in wrestling. And it had like some comedians, some actors, UFC fighters, some wrestlers in it. It's pretty wild. And the guy who makes my shoes, for the love of God.
Really?
I gained an MMA promoter that I ended up working for. Like, I gained a lot of connections as a result of that. So.
Awesome. Well, I don't think people's hockey pools are going very well right now because there's been upsets. But if you're picking the Edmonton Oilers, you're looking good. So I'll just leave it at that. I'll leave it at that.
Things didn't go well with the Maple Leafs last night, but
it's one game. It's one game. They're going to win.
It is one game. Yeah. I hope so. Yeah. I hope so. I would love it. I mean, I feel pretty happy that I jumped on the bandwagon at Not to mention a year where I'm probably not going to Toronto for the first time in a long time, but a year where they actually made it to the second round. So,
yeah, first time in 19 years. 19 years, Sean.
I'm just incredibly good luck. I mean, look at all the horrible misfortune that you had before you met me.
Yes.
And how your life just turned around.
I had nothing but misfortune.
You had nothing but misfortune. You were losing your ass. You weren't making any money. And then all of a sudden I came along.
Yep.
And there you go.
Yep. I was panhandling on weekends. Do you know who the favorites are to go to the Stanley Cup final right now?
No, I have no idea who else is even in the thing.
The favorites to go to the final right now are the Toronto Maple Leafs and the Edmonton Oilers.
Good. I hope it happens. I hope it happens.
That'd be fascinating. Fascinating. So
I would love it, Jimmy.
Yep.
I would love it.
Well, I would too, because that's a good matchup for Edmonton. So I would like it too.
Ha. Guys, leave a super chat here at youtube.com/Fightful or head over to humperchats.com. You can leave your question or statement before we go on the air, while we're on the air, and that allows us to keep a little more of a cut of it. Programming note, Day After Dynamite is off the slate for now, as Will Washington has finished up with us. But Grapsody will continue with Righteous Reg and Phil every Saturday at noon. So stay tuned for that, guys. It's going to be a lot of fun. They've got some cool ideas for that. So check it out, my friends. But get your super chats in. Get your humper chats in. We just got an incredibly generous one from Jelly Canuck, who says, "After I learned my dad had cancer 2 months ago, wrestling didn't seem fun anymore. Fightful was always there to make days better. Thanks for every one of you. Plus, I owe you, Sean, for saying the Leafs would make it out of round one." They did make it out of round one. My custom jersey that my wife had made for me did not make it out of round one, Jimmy. Listen to this. My wife, for Christmas, ordered me this wonderful jersey from Fanatics that has my name on it and has the number on it. And the number is tied to our anniversary. I thought it was a wonderful gift. After one wash, two letters and part of the number peeled off. So they send a replacement. We get through one wash. I wear it a second time. It starts to peel again. Fanatics is garbage. Yeah. She's sending back the original one and getting money back, but the damn jersey can't make it out of the first round, Jimmy. I'm upset by this.
You know what? I'm not going to rip Fanatics because I have friends that work with the company, so I'm not going to rip Fanatics. But I will say this, when the NHL, because I believe the NHL was with Adidas prior, when the NHL left Adidas and went with Fanatics, I know a lot of people in the hockey world that were not happy at all.
Yeah.
So if you just say that, doesn't surprise me. That's all I'm going to say about Fanatics, though. Hey.
Well, also, I want to say, Jelly Canuck, I'm so sorry to hear about your father. I hope that he gets a speedy recovery and things improve for him. In my experiences with you here, it seems like he's done a fantastic job with you. So thank you for sharing that with us and just hanging out with us.
And if it helps you, go to grapgrief.com. Grappling with Grief is a nonprofit that I started after my sister passed away in 2020, and I lost my dad in 2018 to cancer. So grapgrief.com, we have all kinds of stories. They're still updated every week with stories from people who, you know, they had hard times in their life and how they were able to channel that to something positive. Check it out. Maybe that'll help you out a little bit.
We got Triple Stroke saying, "Any idea what future plans WWE sees in Bait or Ilya Dragunov?" I mean, NXT seems like the course of action right now. Jake says, "SRS appreciation chat. My guy got to put up a Twitter a twat slandering his name every chance they get and not even playing kiss ass. They take his tweets out of context and too serious." Yeah, I mean, it's just another day at this point. Like, it's the weirdo shit I got to deal with, unfortunately. But thank you, Jake. I appreciate that. Somebody asked if my teeth are real. Yeah, they're real. What the hell? I brush my teeth. What's a big?
Yeah, we kind of broke the news on Roman Reigns though when that happened, didn't we?
Yeah, that's true. But I've actually got two chipped teeth from the MMA boxing days. I almost said coxing days. Boy, I hope I don't have chipped teeth from that. That'd be horrible. Jesus Christ. I don't know. I almost said Bronson Reed ate somebody's ass on the Raw review a few weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
Jesus. I meant to say beat ass, and I said almost said eat ass.
Uh-huh.
Alex Silva says, "I saw somewhere Cody saying he's going after the world heavyweight title. So if I see him making the finals, maybe Solo or Brock costing him the championship. I think Cody should make the finals and lose it to Seth Rollins. Then I think Cody should cash in Money in the Bank, win Money in the Bank, cash it in on Roman, and that kind of elevates and finishes the story. What do you think, Jimmy?"
We talked about this last week. I'm only okay with him cashing in Money in the Bank if he does it in such a way where they have a clean one-on-one match. Mm-hmm. I don't want a situation where Roman has just defended against somebody else and he's kind of beaten up and then there comes Cody exactly. Running out. I don't want that. That doesn't suit his character. If it's a clean one-on-one match, then perfectly fine. That's his way to get his title shot.
"Any guesses who could be the breakout stars on each brand post-draft, male, female?" I think Grayson Waller could be very, very good. I think Io Sky is going to step up and be very good. I think if you look at the depth on the SmackDown women's side, Jimmy, that you'll see that and you'll be like, okay, this makes a lot of sense why she's there. Bayley and Bianca being on the same brand, that's a cold game because Bianca can't Bayley can't be back in that spot necessarily. But I think that Io Sky is going to be a big breakout star. That's the main one I'm looking at. I think Drew is going to turn heel, and Drew is going to be, I think Drew is going to sort of reestablish himself, because the Raw side is very babyface heavy right now.
Interesting. Yeah, I think Bronson Reed's going to get a good chance. And especially since now they're going to peel him away from the U.S. title stuff. So I think he's going to get a good chance. I'm still, and I was going to talk about this later, but I'm still holding out hope on Montez Ford.
Yeah, me too.
I feel like they teased it at Elimination Chamber, because I've been, not just me, a lot of people have been calling for a singles run for him for a long time. They teased it at Elimination Chamber, and then they went right back to Street Profits again. They got drafted together. And nothing against Angelo Dawkins, because I'm sure he's heard the chatter, and it's probably not easy for him either, but Montez is due a singles run. So I'm holding out hope for that. Oh, what do we got over here? Okay. Shaza saw that.
What, the Shaza comment? Yeah. Gonna chip some more teeth. No, I doubt it. Emir says, any news on Bray Wyatt? Last I heard, he was excited to come back. Road Dogg claimed that he has a new writer or something like that. But I'll work to see exactly what's going on there.
You need something.
Here's an interesting Humper chat. I feel like enough time has passed where you can talk about it. Jimmy, if Sean had not accepted the position, who else did you have in mind to run Fightful?
I'm not going to name names. I signed a couple of NDAs. Maybe they've expired by now. I don't remember what the length was on them.
It's been 7 years, Jimmy. It's been 7 years.
Yeah, I still have them in my email, so I could probably check and see what the length was on them. I'm not going to mention names. The only thing I will say is that they are very well renowned in the wrestling news game. And that is it. Not going to mention names. Oh, and yes, they were interested. That's all I'm going to say.
Alex Silva says, saw on Twitter, I don't know how legit it is, that Roman could have the titles till September 2024 to beat Hogan. That was taken out of context from an Andrew Zarian thing. Andrew said, clarified that and said that wasn't what he said or anything like that. But I'll tell you what he did say, something that I was going to report later this afternoon that I think we should talk about. AEW Dark and Elevation are ending, Jimmy.
Yeah, and we had talked about that last week, because I believe it was Fight TV that had listed that Elevation was ending. And so now Dark is ending as well. And you know what? We had talked before about AEW. Now that they're going to have a new show on Saturday, tentatively called Collision, it was just way too much content. I believe Andrew Zarian said that Warner Brothers Discovery has exclusivity, and that's a reason why Dark and Elevation are ending.
Correct.
But it would have been too much.
We got more on Fightful Select. Like, a lot of people are saying, well, how are indie guys going to get shots? They're going to get more shots on ROH TV, but
sure.
We got more on FightfulSelect.com, but
they have more than enough programming, more than enough.
Yeah, to get everybody. I agree. Connor says, well, Roman had the same limited date schedule after he drops the title. Yes, that is his deal, period. Like, I mean, there'll be periods where he's around a little bit more, but that's his deal. Cruz Does Stuff says, hey guys, hope you're doing well. Was there a match that made you into wrestling fans? Mine was Jericho Michaels at Unforgiven 08. Saw it live. The first thing I ever saw was actually the match where Sting scaled the cage and tore his ACL. So, I mean, technically that made me a wrestling fan. There wasn't a particular match that was so good that made me go, oh my God. But that was what got me into it. And then there was a Pride FC pay-per-view on DirecTV. There was like a highlight video with Fedor, Igor, Randleman, Crow Cop, Rampage, and that made me an MMA fan. But how about you, Jimmy?
This is where I date myself. It was Andre the Giant body slamming Big John Studd at WrestleMania 1.
Anybody want to put up?
Yeah, it was Andre slamming Big John Studd. WrestleMania 1 was only on closed circuit. A close friend of mine in grade school went to see WrestleMania 1 on closed circuit in Watertown, New York. Came back, told me all about it. He had the Andre LJN. And that was the first thing that I can remember, is seeing Andre slam Big John Studd. So that's my earliest memory.
Matt Reichiel says, with AEW dropping Dark and Elevation, is there a possibility of AEW PPVs being put on Max starting with All In? Go Leafs. So this is where we get into the All In talk, Jimmy.
Okay.
Because I have had conversations with people at Warner, and they didn't outright tell me, yeah, this is going to be on Max. But they said, wouldn't it be great if in late August, early September, you had All In 1 week, All Out the next week, and they're all on Max? What a better way to sell subscriptions. And I said, I think it's a fantastic way to sell subscriptions. Now, AEW Dark and Elevation are dropped because WBD is about to start Collision. I don't know if it's an extension of the deal overall, but it's hard for me to believe that they just signed like a 1.5 year deal with AEW. They probably reached some sort of big extension. That's my hunch. I would hope that pay-per-views are included in there, because as a, maybe even a loss leader, like that is a fantastic way to get a, to get thousands and thousands of people who would otherwise have no interest in HBO Max to subscribe to your HBO Max service, because it's about to sort of amalgamate true crime content from Investigation Discovery, your home improvement stuff from like the HGTVs of the world, like Chip and Joanna Gaines, all the HBO content. And if they add AEW to that, that is their Peacock WWE network, Jimmy. So I think that would be a fantastic idea, as long as the money made sense for AEW. If they were to get even approaching what they make on pay-per-view, I think it makes sense for the eyeball factor, where more people would have access and be able to find their shows.
Yeah, I think it'll be, I think it's all encompassing. So I can't recall what they're currently getting. I think it might've been what, 40 or 50 million a year on the old deal.
Yeah.
Let's say on the new deal, if they're getting 80, 90, 100, you're already more than making up or compensating for the pay-per-view revenue. And so I think whatever they get on a new deal, it's going to be kind of all encompassing. One question I have is, do you know if Max has the ability to do standalone pay-per-views the way ESPN does?
I think they will.
Okay.
I think that they'll develop that. I mean, Netflix is toying around with it right now. They started this live aspect and it's been a trash fire thus far, because the Love is Blind live finale didn't work out based on people who watched that. But everybody's like trying. Everybody's trying their best, but I think they should just put them on there as a typical. I think the price point's like $19 for Max. So even then, if I were them, I'd be like, hey, AEW, let's step up the number of these shows, maybe do 9 or 10. That way there's not more than like 6 or 7 weeks without one. And they reach a new deal and it's one that's fruitful for the brand moving forward. Yeah.
Well, I want to talk about All In. So, you know this, Sean, sometimes when somebody really hates somebody or something, especially the online trolls, they really stretch to try to criticize that person. Oh, yeah. or that thing. And it even happens sometimes when there's a piece of news involving that thing that's nothing but positive, like clearly positive. So yesterday, May 2nd, AEW had the pre-sale for All In tickets at Wembley Stadium. According to Tony Khan this morning, they've sold 43,000 tickets in the 32 hours since the pre-sale for
it's
a
phenomenal gate. Number.
It is for a gate of $5.7 million US dollars. That is a big success, and it is foolish to think otherwise. That is a big success. And I saw some idiots on social media that were saying, oh, but those were mostly bought by scalpers. Let me ask you a question, Sean.
This particular pre-sale was done with a unique code too. It was a lot harder for scalpers. And you'll see the same dummy, the same specific dummy in that group of Marky Marks and their subsequent funky bunches saying, oh, well, Tony bought them up. No, there are restrictions. This is how you can tell they don't talk to anybody in the business. There are restrictions contractually put in place to prevent a lot of that happening, to prevent a lot of that. Because there are a lot of people that are like, oh, well, why can't they just buy them up and then resell them secondary? Why wouldn't they just set the price point higher to begin with? What the hell are you talking about? AEW is buying their own. It's the dumbest shit I ever heard. Like, and one person high up in the company had told people close to me, like, that's not even financially feasible. Like, we would lose our ass doing that.
Sure, of course. I mean, if you're a live event promoter, right? Let's say you, Sean Ross Sapp, are a live event promoter, and you sold 43,000 tickets to a show. Do you give a shit who the buyer is? Do you care if they were bought by scalpers? No. Like, it's the dumbest, weakest attempt to criticize something that I think I've ever seen. They sold those tickets. They're getting the revenue for those tickets. Who gives a shit who the buyer is? This is clearly a big success for AEW. There's no other way to look at it. This is clearly a big success for AEW. And I'm telling you, man, this is a statement. This is a statement for them, you know, that they can be on the same playing field as WWE, and at least in certain markets. Yeah, this is a statement for them.
So it's so weird. Hey guys, have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made and I was shocked. He is in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids, and he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, has energy all day. And Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. Making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall, is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything and you won't believe how simple it is.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Beard, and I'll see dumbasses like, my sources say that, and it's fake. You had Mike Coppinger from ESPN outright lying on Twitter, saying, oh, wow, this is scaled for 40K, a lot different than the 93K when I was there watching. It's like, man, you work for ESPN. How are you just going to spew that out? I know you don't like the way that Tony Khan handled that, but I didn't have a problem with it. I grew up in the Attitude Monday Night War era where they were challenging each other to fights and driving Jeeps up to doors, and Billionaire Ted was hilarious shit. But I was so disappointed to see that from somebody who's supposed to be a respected, prominent boxing journalist just running over here and being like, Here's a lie. I'm like, Jesus Christ, man.
The big thing for me is I just don't understand the motivation. And I'm not just talking him. I'm talking the people that are saying, oh, it was all scalper tickets, or, oh, AEW's buying them up themselves. I don't understand the benefit. If you don't like the AEW product, that's fine. Don't like the AEW product. Why would you wish the company to die effectively? Like that's yeah. The part that I don't understand. I mean, I've been critical at times of the AEW product as a wrestling fan. I sure as hell don't want AEW to die. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's the livelihood of a lot of people. And it's obviously very beneficial to Fightful that there's more wrestling companies out there that are thriving. That's the part I don't understand. I don't get why people either make shit up or they just want the company to die. That I just don't get. I don't know how they think that would be good for the business if that happened.
I think I've been talked into making a weekend trip out there. We'll see how that works. I feel like that's the type of show that I want to take in person, because it's going to be a special one. I've never been to London. I might end up going twice in a couple months. I don't really want to travel that much.
Oh, wait till Sean hits me up about, hey, Jimmy, can I expense this? Just wait.
Well, you know, the first one's going to be more of a vacation, but a tax deductible vacation. Uh-huh. TB says, I got all in tickets. My first ever wrestling show. And I took your advice, Sean. Level one, not on the floor. So thanks. My bro is going with me and he's willing to get engaged. What do you guys think I intro him to first? Well, it depends on, I mean, obviously AEW stuff, if you're going to bring him there, but yes, floor seats, especially stadium shows, unless they have some sort of riser situation. No, thanks, man. When I was there in San Antonio, the person I was with had to stand on a chair to even see the ring at the Alamo Dome in 2017. And, they fixed a little bit of that this year, but it can be tough. I would introduce him to the Hangman Omega Young Bucks Elite Saga. That's what I would probably
do. Oh, is he talking what I introduced him to in terms of storyline and stuff like that? Is that what he means?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Okay. I mean, I really like the BCC with Bryan Danielson as a heel. That's one of the things that I find really interesting. I find that Bryan has got this sadistic side to him as a heel. I find it interesting. So that's something that I would look at. And of course, Jade Cargill, superstar. Got to check her out.
We've got Brent Lockman saying, I know it's early, but what could a max deal mean for Canada? Sometimes I question TSN's commitment to AEW. Well, it all depends on how long TSN's deal is. I'm not exactly familiar with that deal, but it depends on whatever individual deal that they negotiate. Usually it's based on region.
Exactly right. You got to treat them completely separate. So whatever they do with HBO Max, Warner Brothers, it's unrelated to what they would do in Canada. They're two different deals. I imagine that they probably just stay with pay-per-view for the time being in Canada.
Yeah.
And maybe they'll still even have pay-per-view in the US too, but either way, they'll probably stick with that unless they get some kind of a streaming deal here.
SAS says, who would you say are probably the biggest male and female free agents right now? Women, Mercedes Moné, she's on a per appearance right now, so it's definitely her. On the men's side of things,
Goldberg.
I guess Goldberg or Matt Cardona.
Yeah, I was kind of being funny, but Cardona's a good one. You know what? Cardona's a good one. He's done well for himself.
Yeah, he has. Mandy, I think, is a pretty big one, too, all things considered. But I don't know if she's got any real incentive to wrestle anymore. So, you know, we've got Jennifer Kathleen saying, any news on the Bianca and Montez reality show? Yes, it is going to debut later this year. Dick the Cock Johnson says, everybody talking about All In tickets, but here I am pumped about NXT Battleground tickets I bought today. Will be my first non-house show. Can't wait. I can't wait to see how NXT sort of hashes itself out after the draft, Jimmy, because there were like 18 call-ups.
It was a little convoluted, and you know, I want to talk about the draft. Maybe we can do that now.
Yeah, we can a little bit. We'll go back and forth to okay. To AEW.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, because I found the draft kind of convoluted. And, you know, I want to give props to Joel Pearl. Bless his heart. He tried his best on Twitter to make sense of it for me. I was a little bit critical about what is this shit? And he tried to make sense of it. But unfortunately, he tried to make sense of it by using precedence and assumption. And that's just not good enough for me.
So what was it? Like, okay. What did you have issues with?
So there was a bunch of things. So for one thing, Brock Lesnar again is a free agent, and Omos as well as a free agent.
Yes, that didn't make any sense.
No, and all they said was they negotiated free agency, and Joel's explanation to me was, well, they always do that with Brock. That's not good enough for me. Why? Why is it that Roman Reigns, who's the biggest star in your company, got drafted, but Omos, who is anything but the biggest star in your company, gets to negotiate free agency? I would like an explanation of what does that mean? Is there financial incentive? I would like some kind of an explanation for that. Settling on precedence isn't good enough. Another thing for me was, okay, so they draft Judgment Day minus Rhea Ripley. Right, Sean?
Rhea Ripley was completely separate in the draft. Like they established that. They put in the draft pool, Rhea Ripley, Judgment Day are separate.
Yeah, I get it. But but when they did that, I thought to myself, okay, I guess they did it because she's the women's champion, maybe. But then Gunther, who is the Intercontinental Champion, was drafted with Imperium.
I think that's a little bit different. We're talking about a women's champion and then the rest of a male group. And we're talking about like four or five people. I don't have a problem with that one.
Okay, what about Roman and Solo are drafted as the Bloodline? The Usos are drafted separately, but then they go to SmackDown anyway.
I mean, I don't have a problem with them dividing up the world champion in Solo Sikoa and then the Usos as well. To me, that's sort of an overpowering draft pick. You know what I mean? Like, I thought that they should have split up Rey and the rest of the LWO too. That would have at least added some more consistency. I don't have a problem with who they split up. I did have a problem with like a couple of the people they kept together, just like the LWO aspect of it. I was happy the OC was together. I didn't even know if Mishin was still in that damn group.
Right.
But
I mean, that's one example where it definitely benefited them to be together for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't have a problem with who they kept together, but
It was just weird to me that Rhea's not part of Judgment Day, but then the Imperium's together, OC's together. It's like they just kind of pick and choose based, I guess, on who they want to push. I mean, that's really, I guess, what it comes down to. It didn't make a lot of sense. And then the people that didn't get drafted that are now free agents, what does that mean for them? So Ali, Ziggler, who else was there? Von Wagner, of all people.
Von Wagner. It was so weird. Like, why the hell? Like,
so Von, what does that Wagner mean for them? Does that mean that they're on both shows then?
Technically, yeah. It means they can go to both shows. But what it really means is they had no goddamn plan.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. That I just found that really strange. And then the other thing that I was critical of is, this is not draft related, we still don't know why Brock Lesnar attacked Cody Rhodes. We still don't know.
The way that WWE tried to explain it was, oh, he was upset that Cody was in the main event. And I was like, get the hell out of here.
Yeah, and all that was commentary mentioning it. And then I think Cody in a promo said that's what he heard. If you know anything about Brock Lesnar, you know that's the stupidest shit in the universe. And all you need is for Brock to do a quick promo and just say why. It's not hard to do. So I don't know. I found that stuff. Like, I find lately, since WrestleMania, and you tell me if you agree or disagree, I find that there's been a lot of creative chaos in WWE.
We got the Tasmanian Devil, 80 years old, running around eating up the script right before the show. Yeah. I think it's very, very frustrating to a lot of people. For example, let's look at Candace and Piper. They have been pulled off of two shows now. Pulled off of two shows. There's not a lot of, to me, it's been better than when Vince booked, but not that much better. You're starting to see some of the same things too. Champions are losing non-title matches, 2-on-2 matches. Starting to see more rematches, all that. It is creative chaos. I think you're absolutely right. And when Vince is hovering around, just lingering, it does make you question, like, how involved is he? How involved is he? Are they being honest about this? Is it out of their control? Like, it's a very annoying situation to have to worry about an 80-year-old doofus just coming in and ruining everything. But I think that Triple H sometimes gets, I don't want to say gets too much credit as a booker, but I think sometimes he's given too much leeway, because a lot of people forget some of the stuff he booked in early NXT was not good.
Right. Yeah. Right. So let's take this Monday as an example. So I know that you reported in the past, though, you know, like the Raw after Mania when Vince was actively involved. And then I think it was the next week when you said that he changed the script or something. What are you hearing week to week? Like this Monday, for example, did you hear about last minute changes again this week?
No, I did last week though, around the Punk thing, but I haven't heard of that this week. And you can largely tell when Vince does it, because the rundowns that I'll get at about 7 differ from what's on the actual show at 8. So last week, for example, it was supposed to be Candace versus Piper Niven. Instead, we got Street Profits versus Shelton Benjamin and Cedric, and Montez looked very not prepared to compete from a gear perspective. So, like, you can largely tell. And then the Raw after Mania, there were a ton of changes, just a ton of changes.
Okay. All right. We'll see where things go. I want to go back to a question I had about AEW Elevation going away.
Sure.
What do you think the future holds for Paul White? What else is he doing for the company aside from commentary on Elevation?
Well, I mean, he was injured. He was sidelined and couldn't really do a lot. So I don't know. When did he join AEW?
It's been a couple of years, I think.
I think, let's see. Yeah, 2021. So we're looking at him, like, how long did he sign a deal for? If he signed a deal for longer than 3 years, they've still got him on the hook. They got to find something for him to do. I think he'll be one that's probably not renewed moving forward.
Right. Interesting.
And I think he'll probably head back to WWE, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Legends deal or something maybe. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. I was going to mention a couple of positive stories at the beginning of the podcast, and then we went off the rails, 'cause that's what we do. So we got
super chats, Jimmy. We can get to those, or you can do your
let's do the positive news first, because they're kind of important. And then after that, we'll do the super chats. So the first thing I want to do is I want to congratulate Carmella and Corey Graves.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah.
Carmella, now she's pregnant. She's been very public about her struggles. And so that makes this news even more positive. But I want to say something about Carmella. And this tells me everything I need to know about what kind of person she is. So I know people, friends of mine, who went through a divorce and they have kids and they've had some issues with, say, a stepmom or a stepdad and the relationship with the kids and whatever. Carmella put out a video where she informed her three stepkids, which are Corey Graves' kids from a previous relationship. She informed them she was pregnant. And to see those kids, how emotional they got and running over and hugging her. I looked at that and I saw the great relationship she has with her stepkids. And that told me what kind of a person Carmella is and how awesome of a person she must be, because I know that cannot be easy. And so I wanted to give props to her for that. And I want to congratulate her and Corey Graves on that news. And then I wanted to also say congratulations to Richard Holiday. Last weekend on a Beyond Wrestling show, he announced that he is in remission. And that is major. So congratulations to him. That's very positive news.
Working to schedule an interview with Richard Holiday, hopefully in person. It meant a lot to me. He said that that he wanted Fightful to be his first interview and he wanted to do it in person. So we're going to see what we can do to make that happen. A big congrats to Carmella and Corey. I love that. That warmed my heart, gave me chills when I saw it. It was just amazing.
And I'm sure you appreciated the shoes.
Oh, of course, they were amazing. I'm not going to wear Jordans as much now. Last media event I was at, every damn reporter in that room had a pair of Jordans on, and I was like, all right, I'm going to switch it up from now on.
I know where you can get us some solid $25 sneakers, Sean.
A Shriner says, do we know what's happening with the women's title, considering both members of the Raw title match are now in SmackDown? Name changes, maybe. I hope it's name changes. I absolutely hope that it's name changes, because I don't want them to do that title swap shit.
I bet you they will.
Like a Val Capone in the chat. A wonderful Val Capone. 27 at 27 says Punk, Jarrett, and Dutt as AEW collision bookers. I don't think so, but I wouldn't doubt that Jeff Jarrett gets some accelerated duties moving forward.
That's fine, but do not let Punk book the show. Don't let Punk book the show.
I agree. Mr. CJ Lilly says the Zion Quinn, Von Wagner could be a tag team with Corbin as the lone wolf, maybe too. A trio with Isla Fire could join Alexa and Bray. I think we're more likely to see Isla, Alba, and then, you know, a couple more of the Scottish women join up eventually. I actually don't mind the idea of Zion and Von being led by Baron Corbin. Might as give it a shot. Why not?
I never thought I would ever do this, but I actually want to take a minute to give props to Baron Corbin. And I never thought that I would ever do this. So
the Paris show?
Yes.
Oh,
so I imagine professionally the last 1 or 2 years have not been fun for him in terms of creative and in terms of, you know, his positioning. Last weekend, I'm sure people have seen the clips. WWE was in Paris. Everybody's been raving about that crowd. Bailey was like, let's bring a pay-per-view to Paris. Everybody was raving about how hot that crowd was. Baron Corbin, because everybody else did, really. Baron Corbin got a huge pop. And you could see on his face how much that moved him. Like, you could see how much that meant to him. And he actually won that match. And he never wins, but he won that match. And so he's had some tough times creatively. I'm sure that was a good night at the office for him. So good for him on that one.
Yeah, that made me very happy. I know the roster was very happy about that as well. That's very cool. K775 says, do you think any of the free agents end up in NXT? Yeah, I do think some of them end up popping up over there. Absolutely. We just got Daniel saying, hi, guys, finished my master's thesis. Good way to celebrate. Two-part question. When will Vikingo come to AEW, and could you see him on an AEW pay-per-view? Yeah, I could see him on an AEW pay-per-view, probably in the States because of his visa and everything is for the States. But if you're him right now and you can get away doing per appearance, I think you do per appearance, because he's somebody that they would obviously like to keep booking in Mexico. So
I was going to say, does he have a AAA contract? He does, doesn't he?
Don't quote me on that.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
All right.
Not sure. Chris Rain says, loved how they did the pre-sale with this code. Yeah. I heard great things about how they handled this and haven't heard of a ton of people not getting tickets so far. Michael Branson, boy, this makes me happy. He says, 2 weeks ago, I was waiting for my wife to get through radiation. 6 weeks ago, or 6 days ago, we got the phone call. She was all clear. Good. Love you all, FIFO fan. Passed it on. Hell yeah.
Congratulations.
Hell yeah. Congratulations. We got a few from Mr. CJ Lilly. Some very, very good ones. Says, I do like some moves, like putting the way together, but I genuinely believe guys like Wagner and Quinn, who have been called up, or have been set up to fail. Neither guy is a character and are green in the ring. I think for a lot of these people, Jimmy, Von Wagner and Zion Quinn, it is sink or swim time. They've been in this company for 5 years, and WWE feels like you're going to get your chance. Here's your chance. You're going to have some that don't do well. Then you're going to have some that are Alexa Bliss or Carmella, that where they got called up, people went, really, already? And then they killed it, and they did a great job, and now they're fixtures. I think it's sink or swim time for those two guys.
I don't disagree. I mean, Wagner's been there forever. And I don't disagree. But, you know, again, Hunter, I hope, understands now, you can't just put this guy on TV and assume that people are going to know who he is, thinking that they all watch NXT, because they don't. So I hope he understands that he's got to be presented properly.
Val Capone mentions that the heels group, the AEW heels group, the women group, got their own pre-sale code. That's very cool. That is very cool. That's a way to make sure that they're taken care of as well. I really like that. Van Twinblade says, Sean, use your magic powers. Book 2D Lynn Ramsey. I'll book her to beat Shaza McKenzie any day. Isn't she from the St. Louis area? She needs to be whooping Shaza's ass on the regular. Aaron Busby says, in your opinion, do you think Triple H, or Shawn Michaels rather, had any indication Indy Hartwell was going to get drafted? Because the look on his face when it was announced looked like a shoot. Yeah, I think he did. They were given time to plan on that. I'm sure Shawn Michaels knew about it shortly before. A lot of the talent that I heard from that got drafted Monday, actually some of them found out Friday, and that'll be in our Fightful Select update today. But yeah, some of them filmed promos at SmackDown. But that's
good news, because back in the Vincent Mann days, he liked to spring it on people, not and understanding.
Split couples.
Well, yeah, he was split couples, but he would also screw up everybody's if they had travel partners, and you know, he screwed all of it up, and he would do it last minute. And question on Indy Hartwell. So she dropped the NXT Women's title. I assume she did it because of the call up. But is there anything to an ankle injury, or is that storyline?
I think it's legit. Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's legit. We got Orlando Arrego saying for AEW, hopefully with the new TV deals, it'll help their tapings. With the last tapings, they did over 5 hours of wrestling. It will. No more Dark, no more Elevation. So that's going to definitely streamline a lot of that. But I'll tell you what'll streamline a lot of things. NordVPN.com/Fightful, Jimmy. You know you love it. NordVPN.com/Fightful. One of the most versatile sponsors we've ever had. It allows you to change your virtual location with just one click. You've got the ability to shield your data from snoops and criminals. You can listen to your favorite shows abroad. So if you're traveling over to the UK, you want to listen and watch your favorite shows, NordVPN.com/Fightful. Make sure you can still access those. You can protect yourself on public Wi-Fi. So if you're traveling over there, you're at the airport, the hotel, the venue. You can protect yourself on that public Wi-Fi on any device you own. Maybe you got your Surface Pro like I do. Maybe you're dragging your PC or your PlayStation or your router, any number of things like that over there. It secures every device that you own. They've got a password manager, a file encryption tool, and you get a 30-day money-back guarantee. The fastest VPN on the planet, 24/7 support. So often I have people hit me up and say, hey, how can I get this? How can I use this? How can I use this? They have 24/7 tech support, so they will help you out with that. Tons of great publications have put over NordVPN.com/Fightful, from Forbes to Wired to Huffington Post to Yahoo, Business Insider. Check it out. You'll end up saving. I mean, this UFC pay-per-view this weekend, that's how I'm purchasing it, with those overseas prices, thanks to NordVPN.com/Fightful.
Who's fighting?
We have some. Good gosh. I think it's Cejudo and Sterling.
Okay.
Yeah. And I would really love to watch Cejudo get beaten up. Bilal Muhammad and Gilbert Burns is one I'm excited for. Jessica Andrade is fighting as well. It was supposed to be Oliveira and Benil Dariush, but that got canceled. The Bryce Mitchell fight got canceled. I think two of them got canceled, actually, that were looking good. But I will be primarily watching Backlash this weekend, and then I'm going to catch the last like hour and a half of UFC, which the benefit is I'm going to be able to catch up because there's so much damn downtime between those fights that I'll be able to catch up appropriately. Mr. CJ Lilly says, guys, relevant Alexa question. After the draft on Monday, are she, Bray, and the others not even mentioned free agents or freelancers, or will she bring back as Night of Champions as summer reporting? For that typical situation, CJ Lilly, they want to provide flexibility for that, as Demon Diva is very excited about WWE in Puerto Rico. She is going to do great work this week, by the way, guys. Follow her across the board. I know she does stuff with Know Your News, but I mean, she willed this into existence. She was at the pressers asking about Puerto Rico shows.
Remember
last year, and she's going to do some incredible work this week. So support her.
I'm going to be expecting chaos out of her in the front row when Bad Bunny comes out for his match. So
there you go. And I think that they leave people like Alexa and Bray and Randy Orton and all these people off a brand. That way they've got the flexibility, because if they're back in 3 weeks or 3 months or 9 months, then they don't necessarily have to come up with a storyline reason. And there's no necessary reason to put them on that brand. Matt Hennessy says, I enjoyed the draft, but I'm not a fan of the free agent idea or some call-ups. Brock being a free agent makes sense who he is, but Omos, he ain't over, can't talk where he lacks a presence. I actually thought that Omos has made a little sense because they said that MVP negotiated it for him. And so much of MVP's character is based on the sports agent atmosphere and, you know, the eccentric sports star aspect. Dolph Ziggler not getting picked doesn't make any sense to me. Von Wagner not getting picked does make sense to me. But still, the free agent aspect of this didn't make sense. To me, if it's something you could negotiate, then why are people that didn't get drafted given that same benefit?
Yeah, and like, why didn't Paul Heyman negotiate that for Roman? Roman's the biggest star in the company.
Maybe, I don't think he doesn't want to be on both shows.
Yeah, maybe possible. That's possible.
Do you think the hiring freeze is over with the 2 days news? So we got word of two new recruits being signed, but what we haven't got is news of top talent or main roster people being re-signed. I was always under the impression, even though they didn't sign new recruits, specifically out of that Kylie Ray, Vincent Dutch, Casey Navarro tryout, that they would still hire recruits, but I hadn't heard of any change for main roster talent, although I did hear that Nick Khan had told some sports agents that they were going to hire again soon, so that'd be good. Mr. CJ Lilly says, congrats to Carmella, that vid was awesome. Did anyone see Alexa on It's My Jam with Fallon? More exposure for her. She was the star of the episode. She's going to be huge outside WWE. Next breakout star like The Rock. I don't know about like The Rock, but she got herself on The Masked Singer. She got herself on It's My Jam with Jimmy Fallon.
What is that? It's My Jam. What's that?
It's some music related thing that Jimmy Fallon does. Okay. But I mean, yeah, I think it's great that she's doing that. She should do that. She's got good connections to that world as well. But yeah, we got through the super chats for now, Jimmy.
Right. Holy shit. Let's get to some list stuff. So, all right, we talked about Backlash. Mentioned Backlash. Let's talk about that. It's been suggested that Bad Bunny and Damian Priest might main event, and they are on the event poster. So what do you think? Do you think Bad Bunny and Damian Priest are going to main event?
I hope so. I think they should main event. And I've got a story coming to FightfulSelect.com about why they adjusted that match from a tag match. But I think they should main event. I like the idea of some fresh things main eventing a show where appropriate, right? Like the tag team title match at WrestleMania. There were a lot of people saying, oh, well, you got to have a women's match main event. And I'm like, well, you know what's never main evented? A tag title match ever. And it's the first tag team main event since WrestleMania 1. Mm-hmm. I think that a match between these two should absolutely main event. Bad Bunny is a god there. So why not? Listen, buddy. If they do a show at the Ewing, Kentucky Fire Department, I'm main eventing that thing.
Oh, really?
I'm not playing second banana to anybody.
They're not trying to get, what's his name, Clooney? Clooney to come in and do a special attraction?
Well, that's Maysville, Kentucky. If it was Maysville, Kentucky, I would have to play second banana to George Clooney for sure.
I see.
Or I'd just face George Clooney and whip that ass. How about that one?
He's like in his 60s.
I'd whip that ass, Jimmy. I'm training again. I'm in the best shape I've been in like 3 years. I will whip George Clooney's ass on stage at the Maysville Opera House right next to his Leatherheads poster that's up in there.
I'm isolating this. I'm tagging him. He doesn't give a shit, but I'm doing it anyway.
I'm going to get kicked off of YouTube and Twitter and everything. I'm going to say I'm making violent threats. Let me ask you this question about
Backlash. So the draft kind of puts a wrench into a couple of the matches a little bit. Like, for example, the U.S. title match, you know Bronson Reed's not winning because he's staying on Raw. The U.S. title's going with Austin Theory to SmackDown. So Bronson Reed's not winning. Zelina's not beating Rhea Ripley because Rhea Ripley's taking the title to Raw. Zelina's going to SmackDown, but nobody thought she was going to win anyway, so that's okay. What match are you most interested in on that show? I forgot Rollins and Omos was even happening because they're never in the ring together, and whenever Rollins is on TV, all he does is talk about the World Heavyweight title. So I forgot that one was even happening.
I'm morbidly curious about that one.
Are you?
But I just want to kind of see how that unfolds. But
I mean, Rollins is going to have to take to the sky just to get the curb stomp in.
Yeah, let me see what's even on this card.
I have most Ripley, of it. So six man tag, Riddle.
Oh, I'll tell you, Austin Theory, Bobby Lashley, and Bronson Reed. I think can be a lot of fun.
Except we know Bronson's not going to win. But
Riddle, Owens, and Zayn against the Bloodline, I'm looking at and I'm like, that's a Raw match. That is a WWE Raw match.
Yeah, the Bloodline thing is getting tired.
Cute. It's getting tired. Bianca Belair and Io Sky. That's the one. Good. That's the one. I love how they're building that, where even though they literally speak different languages, they speak the same language. And their language is, we want to get in there and we want to fight.
Io Sky's very underrated on that roster. She's very underrated.
She is. And I think they see that if you look at like the depth on the SmackDown side of things, like I mentioned earlier, I think they probably look at her and they say, oh, she can be something good. I think that can be really good. We do have Orlando saying, what matches are you excited for with the new roster in WWE? Bianca Belair versus Charlotte is one that I'm very excited for possibly happening. That's one that I look at and I go, okay, hell yeah. I also want to see the OC and LWO lock up a little bit. Like I would love to see how Santos Escobar and Joaquin Wilde and Cruz del Toro and even Ray match up with AJ, Gallows, and Anderson. Then you'll have Mishin and Zelina as well. Like I think they can do something pretty fun there.
Interesting. I also want to see some fresh matchups for Cody. So, you know, Bronson Reed's going to be on Raw, so they could do Cody and Bronson Reed. Drew McIntyre, you suggest a heel turn, which is cool, so they could do Cody, Drew McIntyre. I want to see some fresh mashups for Cody, and obviously they want to keep him away from Roman for a while. So when they peel him off of Brock, you got to give him something. Do you think at Backlash, Cody, Crossroads, clean pin on Brock? What do you think?
It should be. It should be clean as a whistle. It really needs to be. You know, the one exception I would have is if Brock wins and then Cody beats him in the tournament. I wouldn't be hurt by that, you know, because you don't need to be coming off of a win to get in the tournament, assuming they do one for the world title.
Yeah. Are they doing the entire tournament in that one evening?
I don't know. I don't have any clue like that.
Okay.
No clue. Let's get to these super chats again. Caden says, here to say, let's go Panthers. I'm here to say, eat a turd. Kate says, SRS Shaza.
Let me just step in quick. And I know this isn't a hockey podcast. I, as an Oilers fan, would rather that the Oilers play the Panthers in the final than the Leafs in the final. But the Panthers are not beating the Leafs. The Leafs are winning that series.
Okay. Kate Hensler says, SRS, Shaza or Clooney, who do you choose? I am much more likely to wrestle a match against George Clooney than I am Shaza McKenzie. If Shaza McKenzie wanted to whip my ass, she could have whipped my ass when I was face-to-face with her and hit her with one of the best Impaler DDTs in the history of wrestling to a deafening ovation. So loud that it literally broke all the audio in the arena.
That's what it did
in the enormous arena that we
enormous were in. Arena. How many Nespresso pies do you think it would take to get Clooney to agree to that matchup?
What the hell is a Nespresso pie?
Nespresso pods, the coffee pods. Yeah, he promotes that stuff.
It's funny. He actually puts over the transparent tarts in Maysville, Kentucky, a lot from a bakery.
Why do they call it
disgusting? Is what it is. It's basically pure sugar, like flavored sugar, baked into like a little pastry that's in a little. They're horrible.
And
they're
you can abysmal. See through it.
Kind of. It's okay. Like if you were to rub a piece of chicken on a paper towel, you can see. You know what I mean? Like one of those gimmicks. One of those.
That's quite the vision. Quite the vision.
Yeah. KE775 says, is Raw going to be heavy on women's tag team? Seems like they have a lot of teams. Hopefully they put some effort into it. They are heavy on tag teams, and I like that. But what a lot of people forget is assuming the women's tag team champions can appear on SmackDown as well. You have like three over there. You have five or six on Raw. So, I mean, you do have a little bit of flexibility there. But I think for now, that those tag teams should be more on Raw than on SmackDown.
I imagine that when Liv and Raquel lose the titles, no one in WWE, they're going to split them next week. Liv will be back doing singles again. Right?
So now they got two damn set of tag teams, tag team titles. Vasco says, what match would you book to boost All In sales? I don't know if it would be necessarily sales, but I would get Will Ospreay on the show. I would get Zack Sabre Jr. on the show. I honestly would have booked Nick Aldis a little bit too. Get some UK names on there.
So Ospreay, I thought, was very smart in something that he said. So he mentioned All In. I don't know where it was, an interview or something. And he said AEW should focus on their own talent. And sure, you can bring in outside talent, but focus on your own talent. You and I talked about this before. If they're going to do Punk and FTR against the Elite, if that's going to be the vision, why not do Punk Omega one-on-one at Wembley Stadium, which to me is a big matchup, and then do the six-man tag at the next pay-per-view the week later? So do Punk and Omega one-on-one.
Here's how I feel about that. I feel like because Punk has been injury-prone over the last year, you have to plan for him to do one match. Like, that's really all you can plan. And that's not taking a shot at Punk. It's unfortunate. Like, that's unfortunate. Like, Cincinnati Reds have an outfielder, Nick Senzel. You can't really plan on him playing more than 60 games. Like, so they have contingency plans in order. With All In, the spirit of the first All In was, can they sell 10,000 seats? Now the spirit of it is, can they sell 90,000 seats at a place they've never been? And the spirit of the first All In was quite literally the wrestling world going all in, people from everywhere. I wouldn't mind them bringing that approach where you have some ROH, you have maybe an Impact representative, even an MLW representative. You can get Hammerstone on that show in some capacity. But I think that week specifically, I'll keep saying this until I'm told by somebody at AEW that it ain't going to happen. I'd throw every damn thing at the wall for All In, All Out, Dynamite, Collision, everything. Throw it all at the damn wall. The Casino Battle Royal, the Casino Ladder Match, everything you got, maximize that whole week. And I wouldn't do, I've heard people say, oh, they should do a live event in the UK around then. No, not this go around. Maybe next time. The people there need to think, this is my chance to see AEW. That's what that's how I feel.
And I think they will throw a lot of stuff at the show, like you're suggesting. Like it won't surprise me at all if we find out, you know, the Impact title is going to be defended. You know, maybe some New Japan stuff, whatever. They got Forbidden Door coming as well in July, whatever. Yeah. But it won't surprise me if they do that. But in terms of like, what's your main event aside from the AEW title match, whatever it is at that point? I just think, again, if you're going to do Punk FTR against the Elite at any point, Punk Omega is your match. And I agree with you that you want to be careful with Punk with an injury. That's why you do the singles match first, because if he gets hurt, he could be protected in the tag team match. Yeah. So you do the singles match first, Punk and Omega, and then you do the tag at All Out. That's your match. That's a big match.
I actually wouldn't mind it if that match spurned such a chaotic Omega Punk match like they go at it nonstop during that. Val Capone's out here spreading misinformation, says, SRS, why did my mic work fine for the rest of that amazing Black Label Pro show? You had a different, it was fed in differently. You had like that little Maddie Rinkowski handheld mic that she uses on her side character gimmick. I don't know. I'm not an audio technician, Val. I don't know what to tell you. Aubrey says they need to do blood and guts in London. I mean, I think they're probably going to maximize room for, I'd say do blood and guts somewhere else. Do it on Dynamite. Do it on all out. Like do it there. I think that you're going to sell this based on the novelty of it. We're going to get through these super chats real quick before we head over to FightfulSelect.com for the list goes on. Doesn't look like the news that I was hoping would emerge out there is going to break during this show, but
Sean's news is that his new computer is getting delivered to his place.
It is. Hopefully it doesn't crap out this time. Jake says, SRS, can you confirm or deny you'll be doing the in-person Quizlemania with the WrestleTalk team? I am going to do some stuff with the WrestleTalk team when I'm over there. Yes. I just don't know what they have planned. KE775 says, you heard if the WWE plans to have Becky start soon to kickstart the Trish feud. This could be a huge summer program if they don't screw it up. Becky is sidelined with a minor injury right now, and she'll be back whenever she's cleared to go.
They're obviously going in that direction because Trish is selling it. So it's going to be Trish and Becky at a big show, I'm sure.
Matt Hennessy says, with the draft over, is there a dream match you want to see from one of the brands? Hoping we get Zayn and Owens against DIY. Again, Bianca Charlotte is one for me. There aren't a lot of dream matches.
There's not a lot. I mean, I think Brock and Bronson Reed would be interesting.
I think that would be cool. Can go, I don't know if it's a dream match, but it'd be interesting.
No, maybe not a dream, but there's not, like you said, there's not really a lot of dream matches anymore.
Sure. My dream match is people hitting that thumbs up button because it would help a lot if they did.
I would also really, you could tell I'm a Brock Lesnar guy. I would also love to see Brock Lesnar Braun Breaker. I think that would be fascinating.
We've got Van Twinblade saying, also, Sean, if you ever come up here, come to the June 21st or come on the 21st show. It's 2D versus Miyu Yamashita headlining, maybe Tankman jumping Camaro again. I know that you're a big fan of that stuff, and I appreciate you always keeping us up to date on it.
And somehow I forgot Brock and Gunther. So Matt's Musings mentioned that in the chat. I don't know how I forgot that. That's a big match.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely one. Yeah. But I mean, yeah, that is absolutely one. KE775 saying, how do you think Backlash plays out? If Cody wins, that's major validation. If Seth wins, he seems the favorite for the World Heavyweight Championship. Does Solo turn on the Usos like Heyman's been hinting? I don't think Solo turns on the Usos. I think Omos. I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility he wins and then faces Roman down the line.
We talked about that last week too. Because you know that the Saudis are going to like the spectacle, right? The Saudis are going to like the spectacle of how tall is he? 7'3" Omos. They're going to like the spectacle of that guy. Oh, that's so painful. That's so painful.
Yep. Yep.
I don't want to,
guys,
about it.
I'm going to run through here and look at, make sure I got all of these. I think I did. I think I caught them all. If not, we'll make sure that they're read on tonight's AEW show. But we got a bunch of great content for you guys. Again, we've got Backlash coming this week. Blues fan says, take on the rumor that Reigns retains to September 2024. Spit in the face of the fans. The run has jumped the shark and Cody needs it to end ASAP. I'll reiterate this. Andrew Zarian said that was taken out of context. However, I just don't doubt that would happen. I don't doubt that they'll just keep it on them for a very, very long time.
It's easy when he's never there.
It is. Jimmy, what do you got going on? Tell the people what you got.
Nothing, man. List goes on. I got more topics we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about Trinity. We're going to talk about a subtle draft move the WWE did that I really liked. We'll talk about a few more things on the list goes on. Fightful Select.
And Anime Otaku says, what about the Mella is Mummy t-shirt? That's pretty good. That's good stuff. Somebody asked about Sting. I don't think that they're going to do the Sting retirement match at All Out. I think maybe All In. Maybe around there. But, I mean, it's good to have a lot of things to possibly promote for that week.
Is this his last year?
That's what he says. That's what he told Seahawk in their thing. So
okay, interesting. All right.
Guys, until next time, We're out.
Raw sugar, from hair care to body wash to lotions and more, is made with real ingredients for a raw clean that infuses your senses with raw joy. Made with cold-pressed extracts from clean, good-for-you ingredients, raw sugar refreshes your hair, body, and soul, lifting your spirit, boosting your energy, and making you feel like, well, your rawest self. Raw sugar, available at your local Target.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.